Welcome to Good News in the Morning, a program of words and music, bringing a Christian message of hope and encouragement to those who are looking for an intelligent, meaningful, and spirited approach to faith and to life.
Good morning, this is Donald Crisp, and welcome to the Good News Christian Ministries. I am the lead pastor of the First Baptist Church of Smiths Falls, and it is my privilege to bring the Good News message today. Let me remind you that this program is sponsored by the Good News Christian Ministries, Box 184, Rideau Ferry, Ontario, KOG 1WO. Now think of it. Today is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It is always wonderful to have God's people gather on God's day to hear God's word. And now may we hear God's blessing as we hear God's message. And may we commit ourselves to listen with all our hearts. My prayer today is simply this, that God would bless you, encourage you, challenge you, and comfort you. That's quite a prayer. And may God turn your heart and my heart toward home as he speaks to us and draws us near. My message today is entitled, The Man of God. But let's first listen to Randy Travis singing, Turn Your Radio On. This is from his Worship and Faith CD.
Come and listen in to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on, turn your radio on. If you want to feel those good vibrations coming from the joy that his love can bring, turn your radio on. Turn your radio on, turn your radio on, and listen to the music in the air. Turn your radio on, and glory share. Turn your lights down low, and listen to the master radio. Get in touch with God, and turn your radio on. Everybody is a radio receiver. All you gotta do is listen for the call. Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on. If you're listening, you'll be a believer, leaning on the truth that'll never fall. Get in touch with God. Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on. And listen to the music in the air. Turn your radio on. And glory share. Turn your lights down low and listen to the master's radio. Get in touch with God. Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on and listen to the music in the air. Turn your radio on and glory share. Turn your lights down low and listen to the master's radio. Get in touch with God. Turn your radio on. Turn your lights down low and listen to the master's radio.
Turn your lights down low and listen to the master's radio.
Get in touch with God. Turn your radio on.
Again, my message is entitled, The Man of God. Let's listen to Scripture. Malachi chapter 4, verses 5 and 6. Now, let me, just before I read this, say this. this scripture comes from the last book of the Old Testament, the last chapter of the last book, and the last two verses of the last chapter. You know what? This means that whatever God has to say, we ought to really hear it. Then there's 400 years of silence where God doesn't speak again to his people. 400 years until we open the New Testament. Makes you wonder, what exactly did God say? The last thing he said before the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, until that 400 years had ended. Well, here it is. Malachi chapter 4, verses 5 and 6. See, I will send you the prophet Elijah before the great and dreadful day of the Lord that is coming. He will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children and the hearts of the children to their fathers. Did you hear that? The message God wanted us to hear, the message to his people Israel, the message I believe to the church today, it's the same message we are aware of. The father's hearts need to turn towards their children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers. He was identifying a family problem. Jesus said of John the Baptist in Matthew chapter 11, verse 14, if you are willing to accept it, John is the Elijah who was to come. Luke said in chapter 1, verse 17, again, speaking of John the Baptist, he says this, and he will go on before the Lord in the spirit and the power of Elijah, and he will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children. Well, there you have it. Listen, God is saying, I believe I need a man to step forward. Chuck Swindoll tells the humorous story of a particular woman who prayed for a man to come into her life. That could be a dangerous prayer. Here's her prayer. Father in heaven, hear my prayer and answer if you can. Here I've hung a pair of pants. Please fill them with a man. Makes you wonder what she got. We need men in our nation who will commit to being family faithful. Men of character. Men who are consistent in their passion for Jesus Christ. The stats of fatherless homes are staggering. 63% of youth suicides come from fatherless homes. 70% of juveniles in state-operated institutions come from fatherless homes. 85% of all youth sitting in prisons, yes, they came from fatherless homes. We need men who will commit themselves to the privilege of serving our Heavenly Father and who will commit to being family faithful. You know this, these words of this great song. Someone wrote these words. Listen to this. A child arrived just the other day. He came to the world in the usual way. There were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away. And he was talking before I knew it. And as he grew, he'd say, I'm going to be like you, Dad. You know I'm going to be like you. And the cats in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man in the moon. When you coming home, Dad? I don't know when, but we'll get together then. You know we'll have a good time then. Well, my son turned 10 just the other day. He said, thanks for the ball, Dad. Come, let's play. Can you teach me to throw? I said, not today. I got a lot to do. That's okay. And he walked away with his smile that never dimmed. And he said, I'm going to be like him. Yeah, you know I'm going to be like him. The cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy blue and the man in the moon. When are you coming home, Dad? I don't know when, but we'll get together then. You know we'll have a good time then. Well, he came home from college just the other day. So much like a man, I just had to say, son, I'm proud of you. Can you sit for a while? He shook his head, and he said with a smile, well, I'd really like, Dad, is to borrow your car keys. See you later. Can I have them, please? And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man in the moon. When you coming home, son? I don't know when, but we'll get together then, Dad. You know we'll have a good time then. I've long since retired and my son's moved away. I called him up just the other day. I said, I'd like to see you if you don't mind. And he said, I'd love to, Dad, if I could find the time. You see, my new job's a hassle and the kids got the flu, but it's sure nice talking to you, Dad. It's been sure nice talking to you. And as I hung up the phone, it occurred to me, he had grown up just like me. My boy was just like me. and the cats in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man in the moon. When you coming home, son? I don't know when, but we'll get together then, Dad. You know we'll have a good time then. You know, folks, we do need to pray for family. We need to pray for family, faithful men. We need to pray that men would turn their hearts toward their children so that the children can turn their hearts toward their fathers. We need to pray for the families of our nation. We need men in our nation who will commit to being family faithful, men of character, men who are consistent in their passion for Christ. James Dobson wrote when he said, "The father's most important responsibility is to communicate the real meaning of Christianity to his children." Charles Haddon Spurgeon, that prince of preachers, said years and years ago, "We need men who will believe, who will behave, and who will be soul winners." Yes, God looks for men who will be consistently family faithful. Did you know that if mom attends church, the chance of her children joining her and staying in church throughout the years of their lives is just 17%? But if dad attends church, the chance of the children joining him and staying in church and growing in their faith, it's 97%. Yes, God says, "I need men to step up and stand tall. I need a man that will be completely mine. I need a man who will follow me as I lead, guide, and provide. I need a man who will pursue holiness, faithfulness, and integrity. I need a man who is passionate about God and ministry and mission." You know what? I know of such a man. His name? Billy Graham. Yes, I must admit I admire Billy Graham and his life. We're told that he was a man of intense passion. All his life he's been a man of intense passion. As a teenager, he had a passion for baseball. Did you know that? And apparently girls as well. Well, isn't that normal? In the summer of 1935, Billy went to hear a preacher by the name of Mordecai Ham, who was coming to Charlotte, North Carolina. I love this story. Billy couldn't sing a note, but he joined the choir anyway. His good friend T.W. Grady said, "Billy, you sing worse than a calf bawling for its mama. Why are you going into the choir?" Billy said, "So that Dr. Ham can't point his finger at me." Well, the message finished. The hymn began, "Just as I am, without one plea, except thy blood was shed for me." And Billy felt the finger of God pointing at him. And you know what? It changed his life forever. Yet Billy was still a normal boy. One day he saw friends bullied in the parking lot after a basketball game. A fist fight broke out, and Billy hurled himself into the midst, not as a peacemaker. He hit one boy over the head with a bottle, drawing blood. The old Billy was satisfied afterward that he had stuck by his friends. But the new Billy prayed for forgiveness late that evening. Billy eventually left his father's farm and started selling Fuller Brush. We're told that he was one of the best. His children, Gigi, Ann, Bunny, Franklin, and Ned, they had an interesting name for their dad. They called him Mr. Puddleglum. Mr. Puddleglum, really? That is a lovable but pessimistic character in The Silver Chair, written by C.S. Lewis. "We call him that," they said, "because Dad frets so much and bites his fingernails down to the stub before speaking engagements." Wow, I didn't know that about him. History informs us that D.L. Moody preached to more than 100 million people. He was squeaky clean, we're told. He never allowed himself to accumulate any wealth whatsoever. And then there was Billy Sunday. Billy Sunday also preached to over 100 million people, a real man of God. Billy Sunday was a big league baseball player who just was peaking at the age of 28, having his best season ever. He hit 123 hits, 84 stolen bases, the most in one season until Ty Cobb topped that many years later. Billy Graham loved baseball. He also loved being a man of intense passion, a passion for souls, and a passion for having integrity. His evangelistic team went down to a place called Modesto, Texas, And they, and it's there with that they compiled and wrote the Modesto Manifesto. Billy met with his team and said, let's go into our rooms and make a list of everything that we know is not right about the way evangelism is being done nowadays. And then we'll talk tomorrow. Well, they got up the next day, and in the morning they compiled the list as follows, and I just name a few of the things. They agreed that all offerings must be handled by the local clergy who invited them. They agreed that they would never be alone with a woman other than their own wives. They agreed that they would only use police estimates as to the size of the crowds. They agreed they would admit up front the number of volunteers who would go forward for counsel. They also agreed that they would not call those who went forward converts, but inquirers. Did you know that Billy has taken the gospel in person to over 185 countries in our world? He has spoken to some 218 million people in person and many, many more millions upon millions by TV, radio, and film. Billy Graham has appeared on Larry King some 24 times. Billy Graham, a man of God, a man after God's own heart, a man who has been committed to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ all of his life. Someone wrote this about a godly man. A godly man teaches kindness, teaches honesty, teaches courage, teaches justice, teaches obedience, and teaches love. Actually, they say this. He teaches kindness by being gentle and understanding over and over. He teaches honesty by keeping his promises to his family. Yes, that's being family faithful. He teaches courage by living unafraid with faith in all circumstances. He teaches justice by being fair. He teaches obedience to God's word by example as he reads and prays daily with his family. I know, yes, he teaches love for God by living what he says he believes. Now let's just break for a moment and listen to this message in song entitled, God Leads Us Along, His Eye Is on the Sparrow. This is taken from the Victory in Jesus CD.
I know he watches.
God says, I need a man to step up and stand tall, a man that will be completely mine, a man who will follow me as I lead, guide, and provide, a man who will pursue holiness, faithfulness, and integrity, a man who is passionate about God and ministry and mission. Biblical history reminds us that our Lord's disciples were such men. Well, they didn't start off that way, but after 3.5 years of the Lord's mentoring, that's how they ended up. Remember this, God chooses and uses the ordinary to bring about the extraordinary. Let me say that again. God chooses and uses the ordinary to bring about the extraordinary. Think of it. Jesus says, come and follow me. Simon Peter heard that call. He took the gospel throughout Israel, and he suffered death by crucifixion. Tradition tells us he was crucified upside down. Andrew, Peter's brother, he heard the call. He took the gospel north to Russia, Greece, and suffered death by crucifixion as well. James heard the call. This is the son of Zebedee, brother of John. He took the gospel throughout Israel, and he suffered death by beheading. John heard the call. He took the gospel throughout Israel, and he suffered death by isolation. Philip heard the call. He took the gospel through Asia Minor and suffered death by stoning. Nathanael heard the call. He took the gospel to Persia and India and Armenia, and he suffered death by drowning. Matthew heard the call. He took the gospel abroad, and in Israel he suffered death by burning. Thomas heard the call, and he took the gospel to India, and he suffered death by a spear. James the Less heard the call. He took the gospel to Syria and Persia and suffered death through being beaten and stoned and then finally crucified. Yes, Judas, not Judas Iscariot, but Judas heard the call, and he took the gospel north to Edessa, Mesopotamia, now known as Turkey, and yes, he suffered death through being clubbed to death, as it were. Simon the Zealot heard the call. He took the gospel to what we would call the British Isles, and he suffered death through assassination. God says, I need a man to step up and to stand tall, a man that will be completely mine, a man who will follow me as I lead, guide, and provide, a man who will pursue holiness and faithfulness and integrity, a man who is passionate about God, ministry, and mission. Now let me ask this question. Are you such a man? Will you respond to the call of God? Do you know a man that you can see that God is calling? Will you pray that that man that you know will hear the call and respond to the call, to God's will for their life? Will you pray with me? Father in heaven, we thank you that you are calling not just men, but women as well. Today's message, Father, has been on men, but, Father, we know that it's much broader than that. I invite my sisters in the Lord to pray for the men, that they would come forward and take their place as faithful leaders. We ask our Heavenly Father that the men that are listening right now, that they would open their hearts and pray this prayer. Father, take my life and let it be. Consecrate it, Lord, to Thee. Nothing in my hands I bring. Simply to Your cross I will cling. I give you my life, you lead, guide, and provide, and I will follow you. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Now in conclusion, let me once again thank you for your open heart, your prayerful encouragement, and your God-led financial support of this ministry. Folks, you need to know that your faithful prayers and gracious living, it empowers and enables this ministry to deliver God's good news message on the air. Dr. Church and I want to thank you for our radio ministry team. You are the radio ministry team. The truth is, we cannot do this without you. So therefore, let me encourage you to make a checkout payable to the Good News Christian Ministries and send it to Box 184, Rideau Ferry, Ontario, KOG 1WO. That's Box 184, Rideau Ferry, Ontario, KOG 1WO, and market Good News Christian Ministries. We'll be careful to send you a receipt at income tax time, and we do invite you to continue to pray for this ministry. Also, Again, I want to ask you, if this radio ministry is impacting your life, perhaps you've prayed and received Christ as Savior and Lord, perhaps you've recommitted your life to Christ, or perhaps these messages are of an encouragement to you. They're impacting your life. If this is true, then we want to join you in thanking God for what He's doing in your life. And now I would also like to ask you to write us, whether it's through the internet, through the website, and just make comments there, or to simply write us a letter and share your story with us. We'd love to hear it. And we want to encourage you to pray as you do so. Would you also encourage others to listen to this radio ministry? Don't forget to worship in a church that proclaims Jesus Christ as the Savior of the world and points you to the cross. A church that will equip you and encourage you to embrace our Lord's will for your life. A church that faithfully holds high the Bible and does not waver from the principles, precepts, and promises that are found within it. Father, we pray that you would inspire us and instruct us to live lives worthy of you. We pray that you would, yes, inspire us and instruct us, but also empower us to live for you, bringing honor and glory to your name. Now, as we conclude today's program, here is Selah singing, Precious Lord, Take My Hand, Just a Closer Walk with Thee. And now may God bless you and keep you, and make His face to shine upon you. May you live with courage, faith, and love. May you be grace agents for Christ in a world that hungers for hope, love, and truth. May you and yours live for Christ, a life that is true. May God bless you. Amen.
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, help me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, to your light, take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home. When my way grows dream, precious Lord, linger near. When my life is over, precious Lord, and lead me.
Just a closer walk with me. Jesus, 'tis my
Jesus, walk with me.
Daily walking close to Thee. Yeah, let it be, dear Lord, let it be. I am weak, but Thou art strong.
Jesus, walk with me.
Jesus, keep me from all wrong. Just a closer walk with Thee.
Just a closer walk with Thee.
Granted,
Jesus, 'tis my plea.
Just go to walk with thee.
Oh, daily walking close to thee. Yeah, let it be. Dear Lord, let it be.
When my feeble life is over,
just go to walk with thee.
Time for me will be no more.
Just walk with me.
But guide me gently, save me, oh, to thy kingdom, kingdom shore, to thy shore. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just a closer walk with me.
Just a closer walk with me.
Jesus, 'tis my plea.
Just a closer walk with thee.
Oh, daily walking close to thee. Yeah, let it be. Dear Lord, let it be. Let it be. Dear Lord, let it be. Dear Lord, let it be. Dear Lord.
Good News in the Morning is produced in the studios of News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.